Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today we're going to be reading Psalm 34 together. We're going to be reading it through twice, first in the New American Standard Bible, and for the second time we're going to read it in the New Living Translation. And this is a Psalm of David, and we actually get some context for this Psalm. It tells us when it happened. So it says, a Psalm of David regarding the time he pretended to be insane in front of Abimelech, who sent him away. And you may remember this passage. If not, I encourage you to look it up and it will really help us understand what's going on in this psalm. So let's read together first from the NASB, Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul will make its boast in the Lord. The humble will hear it and rejoice. Exalt the Lord with me, and let's exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and rescued me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces will never be ashamed. This wretched man cried out, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and rescues them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his saints. For those who fear him, there is no lack of anything. The young lions do without and suffer hunger. But they who seek the Lord will not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the person who desires life and loves length of days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous and his ears are toward their cry for help. The face of the Lord is against evildoers, to eliminate the memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The afflictions of the righteous are many, but the Lord rescues him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil will bring death to the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will suffer for their guilt. The Lord redeems the souls of his servants, and none of those who take refuge in him will suffer for their guilt. And now we read again, but this time from the New Living Translation. I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak his praises. I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless take heart. Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt his name together. I prayed to the Lord, and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. In my desperation, I prayed and the Lord listened. He saved me from all my troubles. For the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his godly people, for those who fear him will have all they need. Even strong young lions sometimes go hungry, but those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me, and I will teach you to fear the Lord. Does anyone want to live a life that is long and prosperous? Then keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. His ears are open to their cries for help. But the Lord turns his face against those who do evil. He will erase their memory from the earth. The Lord hears his people when they call to him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. The righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time. For the Lord protects the bones of the righteous. Not one of them is broken. Calamity will surely destroy the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be punished. But the Lord will redeem those who serve him. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. So this is Psalm 34. And if we were to read through this psalm in Hebrew, it actually goes through the alphabet, the Hebrew alphabet. And I suspect that this would have been a great psalm to teach children about the alphabet. And in fact, children are mentioned in verse 11. Come, my children, and listen to me. We still teach our children today with Bible songs, and we encourage them to go to Sunday school and to learn things. And I think that's great. I think it's clear when we see psalms like this, with structures like this, that God wants our children to learn and to grow. And he wants us to learn and to grow as well. And there's so many wise things we can take away from this psalm. It starts off with an encouragement that we should all exalt God's name together. It then goes into some testimony. I don't know if you can remember the last time you got to share a testimony with someone about something the Lord has done for you. When's the last time we shared a testimony with a neighbour, with a friend, with people at church? I was worried about this, but the Lord delivered me. There's so many times when we pray about something, even if it seems small, but do we always remember it? And remember that the Lord saved us so that we can tell others. I prayed to the Lord, it says in verse 4, and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Verse 4 in the NASB says the same. He rescued me from all my fears. Are we afraid of something? Take it to the Lord. There is nothing that he can't save us from. If God is for me, then who can be against me? It says elsewhere in the Bible. The Lord is with us, and he rescues us from all our fears. Verse 6 is interesting. It says, this wretched man cried out, and the Lord heard him. Sometimes we think that God isn't going to hear us because of something we've done. Because I've done X, Y, and Z, God isn't going to want to listen to me. Often when inviting people to church, they make this joke. You might have heard it before. They might go, oh, go to church. I'll burst into flames if I go to church. Something along those lines. Or God wouldn't love me after all the things I've done is another thing that people I've heard people say. Yet this wretched man cried out. The Lord hears us, even in our sin. If he didn't, then no sinner would be able to repent. God must hear us in our sin. Whatever we've done, I guarantee God knows our hearts and he hears us. And here, David has just pretended to be insane in front of someone else. This is the context of the psalm. He pretended to be insane before Abimelech, and then Abimelech drives him away. Abimelech, I think he makes a pretty good joke. He says something like, do I not have enough madmen that you had to bring me another? So David has deceived King Abimelech. And yet he says, I cried out to you and I was saved. So don't be deceived and think that your sin will stop God from loving you. That your sin will stop God from working in your life. But I do encourage you, as we read in one of the previous psalms, to bring that before the Lord. Don't let it weigh down on you, but turn to him and he will forgive. And so the psalmist, which is David, continues to encourage those who are listening. It says, if you fear the Lord, you will not lack anything. You will have everything you need. Does that remind you of Psalm 23? It says, the Lord is my shepherd and I lack nothing, or I shall not want. We get the same thing here. When we fear the Lord and trust in him, he looks after us. And we get some practical steps as to what the fear of the Lord actually looks like. It means keeping your tongue from evil, keeping your lips from deceit, turning from evil and doing good, and seeking peace and pursuing it. Or in the other translation, it says seeking peace and maintaining it. And these might seem like simple things that we teach to our children. And they are great, great things to teach to our children. We don't tell lies. My dad used to say, we don't tell porkies. That's rhyming slang. Porkies is pork pies, and pork pies rhymes with lies. So he used to say, we don't tell porkies in this house. And we teach our children these things, but we need to know it ourselves. We need to keep our tongue from speaking evil. That means maybe if we get road rage or we get annoyed quickly, we need to calm down and watch what we're saying. We need to make sure we turn away from evil and do good. Who do we think does more evil in the world? Is it children or is it adults? We all need to turn from evil. And we need to not only search for peace and seek peace, but when we find it, we need to maintain it. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. We need to find peace, and it takes work to keep it. But man, that is the fear of the Lord. What is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Spirit. We also get another very real reflection on life in verse 19. The afflictions of the righteous are many, but the Lord rescues him from them all. The psalmist doesn't claim that if we follow God, all of life's problems will cease and that everything suddenly is okay and you don't need to worry about all those things that were happening. There's still afflictions. There's still things in our lives which are going to be difficult. But let's stick to the Lord. When our spirit feels crushed, when we feel brokenhearted, when we feel in trouble, let's cry out and trust that the Lord hears. He protects us. In verse 20, it says, he protects all his bones, not one of them is broken. And this is understood to be about Jesus, for he was righteous, though he bore our afflictions. His bones were not broken. You might remember that they broke the legs of the other two criminals on the cross either side of him, but they didn't break his legs. He is righteous, and yet he rescues all of us from our sin. The Lord redeems the souls of his servants, and none of them who take refuge in him will suffer for their guilt. So let's remember, we're not condemned. God forgives us, and he rescues us. We will face trouble, but God will save us from all of our troubles. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. God bless you and goodbye.